These are the letters, this first one from Charles Galloway of Beulah, North Dakota. I always enjoy reading Living Lutheran, and I wish more people would read it. Having heard Romans 8:31 and following, "Nothing can separate us from the love of God," read at Reverend Dr. Gwen Saylor's memorial service at Wartburg Seminary, about the same time I read the magazine, I especially enjoyed Pastor Frank Honeycutt's All Saints Day message titled, "The Coming Country." Being a lover of German theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer's Cost of Discipleship, I read with interest William Flippen Jr.'s reflection titled, "The Cost of Non-Discipleship." What happens if we don't confess Christ? Pastor Flippen says, "Non-discipleship costs us abundant life," as Jesus pointed out when he revealed that those who want to save their life will lose it. Finally, I read a life-changing experience about the training mission of the Pine Ridge Reservation in the southwestern corner of South Dakota. I was there in about 1998, and it's just as the article says. Thank you for those who published this publication, and thank you to the ELCA for all you do. Catherine Heisens writes, "Thank you for running a 2-page article about Texas pastor T. Carlos Anderson's new book, There is a Bomb in Huntsville. Living in Texas, I'm well aware of the inadequacies of our Texas Department of Criminal Justice. It's encouraging to read something positive in regards to the issue of criminal justice. Restorative justice is much more humane and effective than focusing on punishment. Thank you for an excellent article on this topic." Buzz Kahn writes, "I want to express my appreciation for Carolyn Lawrence's My Take on the Gates of Deep Darkness in the recent issue. Heretofore, I've not seen much reference in this publication to the Holocaust, and I know that as a descendant of a Jewish family, baptized into the Lutheran family, and having served for over 30 years as a rostered non-ordained minister of word and service, that I am very sensitive to failure to remember this horrid time in the German Lutheran family. In Genesis 12:3, our God says that those who curse Abraham's descendants will likewise be cursed. That should have been a warning for those with hatred and persecution of the Jewish people. Thank you, Carolyn, and the staff of Living Lutheran." This letter from the Reverend Chaplain Lieutenant Colonel Edward Beckstrom. "Thank you so much for the article, The Gates of Deep Darkness by Carolyn Lawrence. As an ordained minister and Air Force chaplain, now retired, I found her article well-informed and brilliantly written. To my knowledge, it is the only Lutheran article to speak directly of the Jewish Holocaust and mention how Martin Luther's writings were used to support the growing rise of anti-Semitism in Nazi Germany. I think it's time for the ELCA to hold a special prayer service with hundreds of Jewish rabbis as guests, and then all the Lutheran clergy in attendance to pray and to pray for forgiveness. My wife and I would be happily among them."